Breaking news today on Seculo as the DNC braces for massive protest.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, folks, welcome to Seculo. So could this kind of disrupt this media campaign to build up Kamala Harris into this kind of savior of the Democrat Party and of liberals in general, who were so demoralized by the fact that Joe Biden had won their primary and was not able really to get through that debate, of course, with President Trump. And even when you saw him yesterday, that he's kind of given up on trying to come out strong. He says things that are over the top. There was a lot of mumbling, a lot of difficulty, and it's not really worth talking about much more than that because he's gone. I mean, he lame ducked himself, except for the fact of the issues of where Harris is trying to change. We'll talk about that on the show today as well. But what the DNC is first dealing with, Logan, is what they're worried about is these massive protests. Now, I've seen it in different ways. I worked in New York for the Republican National Convention when I worked for George W. Bush, and we took a leave from the campaign. That was, of course, during the Iraq War and after 9/11, and we decided to do the convention in New York, even though that's not a Republican stronghold in New York City. Yeah, at Madison Square Garden. And there were massive protests. I think the largest protest in history.
I can remember going through it. Yeah. Just being like, this is wild.
And the whole streets were closed down around it. I mean, but again, then every once in a while, the police would stop it and you could cross the
this
street.
This was really right after 9/11. Couple
yes,
years after
and this 9/11. Was the anti-war protesters.
Yes.
And so, I mean, it was massive, but it wasn't violent. At least not, it wasn't known to be violent. Yeah, I'm sure there were some acts of vandalism and things like that.
It was
that,
a different time, yeah.
I didn't feel like I was going to, there were so many police out in that time period.
The cops in New York in 2004 were
basically military.
They were going to stop you. Yeah.
Okay, and now, you know, fast forward. You go to Milwaukee, and we were most of the time inside the security perimeter. Though the event we did for the Kansas GOP was outside the security perimeter, and most of the delegates' events are.
Yeah.
And the streets had been basically like people who lived there just didn't want to be dealing with the traffic. It was very empty. There was a protest zone, but you had to go and find it. That is the same thing in Chicago. The people who want to protest legally, and there's a lot of anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian protesters who have signed up to protest legally, the media will have to go out of its way to show.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up I thought was interesting, is do you think when they pick Chicago, a number of years ago now, they have to pick the convention 4 years usually out, if not more. They thought, well, Chicago, Democrat, run city, we're not going to have massive protests.
Except they did once before.
Okay.
Remember with Jesse Jackson when he ran for president, and there were massive civil rights protests during the Democratic convention.
I'm saying they thought this is a friendlier city.
Yes.
It should be okay. But then all of a sudden you have this
almost a
this
city that,
issue.
Like, why are you doing it there? Because you're not going to lose Illinois.
Yeah. But you have this issue now that's divided a party, which is Israel.
It has to, and it's appearing to be a big issue. And the question is, do like the Ilhan Omars and the AOCs, do they go over to those protest zones and try to make it like official, like part of the Democrat National Convention? Or does the media decide, we're not going to show this? If it doesn't turn violent to the most part, because if they stay in the protest zone, so that it's like, no, this didn't really materialize or, and again, I will tell you, that's really going to be up to one, the protesters, do they follow the law? And two, does the media want to cover inside the protest zones or do they break out? Are they so massive, these protests? Because they're saying hundreds of thousands.
Oh, wow.
That's bigger than the protest, though.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
That makes it pretty different. That sounds more like what we saw in New York.
Yeah.
At a time period where we know these protesters,
blocks and blocks of people,
will get violent. And they got violent at a small Harris event we'll talk about in New York. We've got video from that as well. We can show you the next segment of the broadcast. We encourage you, though, to support the work of the ACLJ. We support free speech. We support groups being able to go into those zones and be able to protest. But you have to be able to do so peacefully. Protest, not violent protest, not encouraging people to be violent. And that's important, that distinction between speech and violence. But the media really can decide what to do. We want to hear from you, 1-800-684-3110. Will they cover the protest in Chicago next week? And the first speaker on Monday night, Joe Biden. Anyone going to be tuning into that? We'll be right back on Seculo.
champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
So one issue they're dealing with in a place like Chicago, in states like Illinois, where you're in blue states, especially deeply blue Democrat-controlled cities and states, is that they, you know, this cashless bail system, so that these protesters, as long as they aren't really violent, and now there's a line between like resisting arrest and becoming violently resisting arrest, but that people like that, you know, if you're resisting arrest, you're you're like blocking traffic, that they may get handcuffed, but then they're just going to get a citation. They're not going to be like actually taken in and photographed and go through the whole process of being, you know, in prison and bailed out. And then, so basically, they'll be back on the street immediately. Yeah. So it won't be like, oh, the bad actors are taken out on day one, because they're going to get right out unless what they did was really bad. And then they're also talking about, you know, bio attacks. That's not protesting. That's just terrorism. So, you know, that distinction. And I want to show some of the footage just so we could see kind of a glimpse of what they're preparing for. This is in New York City. This was an event that Harris and Waltz weren't at, but the governor of New York, Hochul, and the mayor of New York were at in Harlem. And these Palestinian protesters there, basically, the news described it as 36. Now, you're watching this with me if you're watching it. They caused a lot of damage. It was at a restaurant. Again, you didn't have the same kind of security that you would if you had executive branch, you know, a vice president there running for president. But there was security there because they had a governor there and the mayor of New York. And they broke through. It wasn't just to protest outside. It was trying to get inside. They caused damage to the restaurant. And again, if that's the, it's kind of a small scale version of what Chicago is about to deal with, and they're clearing out courtrooms to be able to process these people very quickly, I think this is when the left kind of has to take its own medicine. When you have those laws on the books that may make sense generally, that something is such a low level offense that we don't want to back up our court system, especially in a place like Chicago where you've got
go to a little folding table.
Yeah, where you've got a lot of violent crime going on.
Yeah.
That if it's not real violent crime, that, you know, you let people out. Except for in this case, if you've got hundreds of thousands of people protesting in the streets and you keep letting the people out who are kind of the agitators each day, they don't mind that. They love the fact of the imagery of them getting arrested. Then they're back on the streets and they're getting to do their thing. And then, you know, these are just basically fines that they ultimately may have to pay. No jail time. They're not going to be booked like jail time either. They get citations. So I think that again, will be up to how the media wants to cover it. I mean, it's like all of this really comes down to how much time the media spends outside of the security perimeter. And does the security perimeter get breached? Now, if the security perimeter gets breached, that is a very dangerous situation, because that means DHS and Secret Service and FBI and all these different government agencies, even National Guard potentially, failed and weren't able to keep the area secure for the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, all these high-level officials and delegates. That, I don't think, is what people are saying yet in the news, but they are certainly kind of hinting that it may look insane.
Yeah.
And I always come down to this. Remember, these media outlets have been building up Kamala Harris. If they don't have to show it, I don't think they will.
No, so if it doesn't just go right, if it stays within the protest zone. If it doesn't affect them,
like if you can't, if they're not like, CNN was inside the perimeter, their whole like CNN compound.
Yeah.
So if unless the protesters got through the security zone, CNN could show you just a peaceful.
Well, the question that was brought up in our meeting before this was, it will expand to actually members that are there.
Right.
Will the protest actually not be just random people on the streets?
But delegates.
But delegates.
Yeah. And yet, remember, these are the delegates who supported Harris. These were Joe Biden's delegates. So, I mean, I don't know how many people in there are so radical, because to be that delegate, you had to be on that side. You're not Ilhan Omar. First of all, they support Walt. So what are they going to do? Why would they be protesting? I think that's where, again, you might see a few people. Occasionally it happens. It happened at the Republican convention when President Trump first ran. There was that move to try to take him out and put others forward. Sure. It wasn't violent. It was what sometimes happens on a convention floor, but it was certainly something you could show in the media. I'm sure conservative media will show these protests.
And the actual Democrat camp, the convention portion of this, the election portion, is over. Right? That all happened.
Right.
She's been selected. They'll probably do the role. So those people get their 2 seconds of screen time.
Exactly. Again, I have no problem with peaceful protest, even if it's on a large scale that takes, these people got permits, and I disagree completely with their positions, their anti-Semitism, and their anti-Israel views. But at the same time, if they are following the law to get their permits, that's a very different kind of protest than chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos to me is these are non-permitted individuals who show up to cause criminal
bombing, city burning.
Criminal conduct.
Yes. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. We'd love to hear from you. We also need to take a minute in this segment to tell you about the work we're doing at the ACLJ, because we are facing a major fundraising goal today. This is a Friday. Fridays, historically, we have to make sure that you guys know is important, because this weekend, our legal team, Jordan, is preparing our major lawsuit to defend life. You heard about this if you've been watching the show. If not, we're going to restate it, give you the whole story. I was in Massachusetts a few weeks ago in Boston walking around, and I noticed that there was this campaign that was showing up on the different buses and stations that said, avoid anti-abortion centers. And I thought, well, this is probably coming from a Planned Parenthood. It's saying, it was very nasty towards pro-life pregnancy centers, which obviously we have a special place in our hearts for, because we know some of the amazing work these organizations do.
We've had to represent them in lesser matters, I'd say, than this attack.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, this is just a typical Planned Parenthood. But I noticed, like, it's showing up everywhere. And then you realize this is coming from the state or the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The website to go to is a .gov website, and they unveiled this whole avoid anti-abortion center campaigns. And it is really hurting the pro-life cause in Boston and in Massachusetts in general. Remember, a lot of these people are deeply religious, devout people, especially there. Even the ones who are maybe liberal voters are people who are not necessarily the most active pro-choice advocates. Not even pro-choice advocates, pro-abortion advocates, certainly. So we tried to see what we could do to take action, and we're working on that right now. Not only a massive counter campaign with media, we are talking to some great media experts in these areas. And again, they've already said that this is state one, and then they're coming around the country to try to do this to shut down pregnancy resource centers with false claims. And we're going to be a part of that. But also, that there is legal action to be taken, and that is what we're working on this weekend.
That's right. So that's what our team is going to be working on over the weekend. Our legal team is the major lawsuit to defend life, representing those pro-life pregnancy centers in their fight, because they're being defamed. I mean, they're being told they're not trustworthy, that you need to avoid them, that they're somehow dangerous, that they are liars, that they are bad people that are there, and they're going to mislead you. And so somehow, like, almost saying they're criminal. And so they're fighting back. Because the ACLJ is representing them, it doesn't cost them anything. That's because of your donations. These are not organizations that get the state, the Commonwealth, to spend legal campaigns and ad campaigns for them. They raise their donations. And they've got the ACLJ who gets to stand with them, and our attorneys, because of your support of the American Center for Law and Justice. So our first step is, of course, we're going to do what the ACLJ is known for, and we're going to file lawsuits to defend life because of the way they're being defamed and these organizations are being defamed. But the second, Logan, is launching a counter campaign here in starting in Massachusetts to show and let these pro-abortion organizations know. And I'll tell you, what they said they spent was about $1 million. That was a pro-abortion organization put up. The Commonwealth has endless resources. It gets a lot of free airtime probably through government, you know, government ads and those kind of must-carry kind of ads. But we know the pro-abortion industry said, we're going to spend at least $1 million with you, Massachusetts, on putting these ads out. So that's what we're up against, is at least $1 million ad campaign. The legal side of it, of course, if you were trying to had to hire something like the ACLJ to take a state on, as well as these organizations, in a defamation kind of case, I mean, that could be very, very expensive. Or if you were to succeed, you'd take off so much of the cost would be gone into the legal team.
Right.
So it wouldn't even necessarily be worth it. But because we're the nonprofit supported by all of you and financed by our donors, we're able to do both. And I think we can be very successful both in court, Logan, but also in the counter campaign. So what I'm encouraging people to do is, if you can make a financial contribution to the ACLJ right now, you can use the QR code. You can go to aclj.org. You can go to the specific site where it's aclj.org/massdeception if you want to remember that. But any of those places you go right now, if you donate, your donations are going to be doubled, and we are going to be able to then take this counter campaign, Logan, and really that will determine the donations that we have. We've got the legal side, but the donations that we have, to launch a counter campaign, how broad it is, how big it is, how long it goes, and how far and wide. What kind of avenues can we utilize? You know, on the smaller side, it's the web, and on the larger side, it's going on broadcast. It's going on those traditional outlets like where you saw it, billboards, buses, local news during an election year.
Yeah, you have to have the money to respond to that. We can't do that without you. So I encourage you right now. We're going to file that lawsuit, you said, by Monday. So that's going to happen over the weekend. On Monday, it's going to happen. So we need you right now to support the work of the ACLJ. This is brand new for us. This is breaking new ground, new territory, something completely different than what we've done before. You're taking on not just a state legally, but a massive media counter campaign. We can't do it without you. Again, it affects Massachusetts because it's then going to affect the entire country. Because if they know that they can't just do this and just destroy these pro-life pregnancy centers that do incredible work, provide food, provide clothes, and so much more than a Planned Parenthood ever could, we got to stand up for them. So right now, go to aclj.org. Make your donation right now. Big fundraising goal we have to hit today.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you. Life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
To Secula, we are taking your calls to 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're joined by our Senior Counsel for Global Affairs, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And before we get into some of the international issues, Secretary Pompeo, this is kind of like the day people have been waiting for to see Kamala Harris back out in the public. She's going to release her economic agenda today in North Carolina. And they've already kind of leaked out these price controls that are expected to be part of the package. And listen, I get why people might hear that and think, well, we kind of need something like that right now because of inflation. But this is not about tackling inflation. This is about dictating to grocers how much they can charge for groceries, even though they're having to purchase them at inflated prices as well. It's a lot more, to me, it sounds a lot more like communism. I want your thoughts on it.
Yeah, we've been down this path. We actually know what the Harris economy will look like. It's the one we're living through now, the one that so many families are suffering under. When I saw them begin to return to price controls, I remember, Jordan, back when we've done this before, when the Carter administration tried to do it. It sounds elegant, thou shalt sell product X for no more than price Y, but you and I both know it's not how capitalism works. It's not what we delivered for 4 years in the Trump administration. When you set those prices, you put in place a massive centralized bureaucracy to decide what is a fair price. It won't be fair to someone along the way. And what you'll end up seeing is massive inflation that will result from these price controls, because all of a sudden suppliers will restrict their output. And the next thing you know, store shelves are empty. You can't find the product that you're looking for. And frankly, everything will end up being far more expensive. It always sounds elegant to think government will direct something, but we all know, those of us who come from places like Kansas and simple places, we all know that when the government gets involved, the cost of something's going to get far worse.
Yeah, I mean, they're claiming too, you know, Joe Biden's been this transformative and very successful president, but we're seeing this pivot by Harris, you know, starting, we've seen it all a week in the last 20 days, but I think the pivot's really starting today and then leading into their convention next week. Whether it's kind of adopting the same of, you know, no taxes on tips and throwing that out there as like that was their idea, or telling people we're going to bring down the price of groceries, but they're not telling people we're going to do that by fixing inflation. In fact, I mean, it's like the Biden team and now the Harris team is telling America, and she's going to start with this today, they're giving up on trying to fix inflation. So they think the only way they can bring down prices is by the government mandating what the grocer can actually set the prices for, what the farmer, I guess, can sell to the grocer for, too. I mean, it affects the whole chain. And like you said, they decide to hold back, not produce as much, or wait, because they know the sales will be lower and they've got to be able to make money to continue to grow these vegetables and put these products out.
Jordan, long before I entered politics, I ran a small business. If the government told me what I could sell the product for, I'd try to figure out how to do it successfully and still make money and take care of my employees and my community, all the things that every small business all across America does. But man, it will become incredibly difficult. I suspect they don't think they can get this passed anyway. So this is much like student loan forgiveness. This is much like this fantasy about no taxes on tips. These are things that they are just grasping at straws, trying to disconnect from the last 4 years. Sadly, I can't believe they're doing that as a political matter, but I'm convinced that the American people will see straight through this, Jordan. They're going to see that the place they find themselves today is in some ways the we're being pitched the fourth term of Barack Obama, and those weren't times that the American people remember fondly. Healthcare prices went up with the Affordable Care Act. Regulations went up for every agriculture producer all across America, and costs for every family, whether it was your mortgage or rent or groceries, the things that really matter to ordinary families all across the country, their wages didn't go up to match them, and so they were worse off than they were under President Trump. I'm convinced this effort will fail, but man, they are trying to obfuscate her role in the last 4 years.
Well, and that's, I want to turn to it more of a foreign policy and a military decision, because today's also the 3-year anniversary of that horrible withdrawal from Afghanistan, where we lost 13 U.S. service members who were killed by the ISIS-K, and now we've got the Taliban really entrenched there. Are they going to just try and have the American people ignore the fact that Kamala Harris was the vice president then, and what role she, how much, you know, she is responsible for those kind of decisions as well? Because it was certainly under this administration, it didn't seem like now Joe Biden was running the show. Somebody was, and her team was obviously more involved because they were able to snatch the nomination away from him after one bad debate.
Yeah, no, that's right. Look, they want to have it both ways. I don't blame them for wanting that. You can't in life, Jordan. Your kids know this. You've taught them this. You can't have it always. They want to say she was the last person in the room, and she was the key influencer of Joe Biden's decision. And then they want to say, look here, nothing to see. The death of those 13 Americans, the debacle that was the departure from Afghanistan, the fact that the Taliban are parading through a base that the United States had in Bagram, Afghanistan for years and was an important strategic asset for us. The fact that that's all happening is a direct result of Kamala Harris and her efforts. She has to own it. She should try and explain why they made the decision that they did. They were proud of it, as you'll recall. They said this departure from Afghanistan was successful. I promise you that the people who were the soldiers that served there for 20 years or the Marines who served there for 20 years didn't view it as successful. And sadly, Vladimir Putin saw it as failure as well. And I think there is a direct line between the failure of America in Afghanistan to stand with our friend, our partner, our ally, and the tens of thousands of lives that have been lost in Ukraine. Putin's responsible for it. No, make no mistake about it. But he saw a green light to invade Europe because President Biden demonstrated he had no backbone, he had no resolve, and he wasn't going to defend American interests the way that we had done for the 4 years before him.
Thank you for joining us, Secretary Pompeo. And always, folks, we have experts like this on our team at the ACLJ because your support of the ACLJ, as Logan said, this Friday, going into these special life and liberty drives where the donation that you make is doubled, so you can have double the impact. And you think about these issues. Something that stands out to me still is the fact, and probably why one of the reasons Joe Biden is not the nominee, is he got up on that debate stage and said, no U.S. troops have been killed. Yeah, while I'm president. And today marks the three-year anniversary when we lost 13 U.S. troops because of a withdrawal that could have been planned for years. And again, it doesn't mean everything's always going to be perfect in Afghanistan.
It's one of our biggest price stains in our modern history.
And it's certainly of this administration, which Vice President Harris, like they said, was the last person always in the room with him.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is why we always have to fight back. Look, we did a documentary series, Real Time, when that came out. Our Christmas movie we did last year was involving, you know, the storyline. It was involving a veteran of that moment in time. That resonated with a lot of us very tremendously, and I think we can't forget it. It's very easy to forget. Yep. It's very easy to forget even that Joe Biden is president. I think they've done a really good job of kind of removing all reminders. You know, when a lame duck president happens, often that kind of happens. You kind of just move on. But you got to remember how recently this all was. But today, as you said, is a major goal for us. You know, we try to hit fundraising goals every day. But today, knowing we're about to file on Monday, and knowing we have such a big project ahead with this counter campaign, we can't do that without you. And of course, as Jordan said, we can't have people like Mike Pompeo and our supporters here at the ACLJ, all this incredible team you see here. And again, I would say there's dozens of people working just on this hour every day. We can't do that without you, so I encourage you right now, go to aclj.org. If you're watching, scan the QR code. If you're brand new, hit the subscribe button, by the way, on YouTube right now, or follow on Rumble. Both of those are really appreciated as well. So let's have a big day in subscribers. Let's have a big day in fundraising. Help us out. aclj.org. Second half hour coming up, less than a minute break.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken, and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Freedom.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
So we are going to take your calls to 1-800-684-3110 on this Friday. We're finding out more about the Democrat National Convention. We talked about the protests that are planned and whether or not those protests are going to lead to absolute chaos in Chicago. That remains to be seen. We know from work that we've been doing, there are people, of course, on issues that we don't agree with who have applied for legal permits to protest within the free speech zones that are outside the secure perimeters of these conventions. And the reason why they have those secure perimeters is you have basically half of Congress there. So half the Senate, half the House. You've got the executive branch there. You've got a president, a former a vice president, former president, and delegates. So that you want to, at a certain point in the city, have a place, whether it's just a few blocks, where they can walk without fear of a bomb going off in a car. I mean, that's how the checks go. They check every vehicle, you know, for explosives and terrorist attacks. But protests as well. You know, normal protests can be huge, but they can be contained, or they can get out of control depending on who is behind the protest and how, I guess, committed the agitators are and willing to be arrested, willing to take on the police and the security that will be put in place. Or is there enough security put in place? That's always a question. But we're also learning how this is going to kind of play out. So what's interesting is, where will Joe Biden, the current president of the United States, be, who was the nominee less than a month ago to be president for another 4 years? He is speaking, Logan, on the first night of the convention.
Monday night.
He, along with Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
They got moved to Monday
night. So they're just again, Monday night, typically not your prime time spot. I mean, there's some great people, I'm sure, that spoke at the Republican convention Monday night, but not where you expect the current sitting president to be.
Right. And then on Tuesday, they're trying to reel people in. They got Obama. So I think that's a move to try and get people who would not typically even tune in yet.
Yeah.
To say,
well,
he hasn't given a ton of
speeches. I'm intrigued see Obama again. I mean, I think you should give us a call, by the way, 1-800-684-3110. Do you plan on watching any of the Democratic National Convention?
He really has stepped away from politics.
Yeah, I have no plan.
Until recently when he kind of re-engaged it with Harris.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I have very little plan at all to watch the DNC. It'd probably be unavoidable, as you said, if you flip on the news. Yeah, like, it will be around.
We do, obviously, at our government affairs side and the show, we're gonna watch.
We're gonna cover it. Yeah, but I'm not just gonna be sitting around going, oh, like the some of the arts
stuff
casually thrown in the background. That's probably not gonna happen for the DNC. However, you do have a speaker like Barack Obama. Again, like you said, was a president, very popular president. I'll be curious to see if people how they react. And how they react, knowing that, like, you know, the Michelle situation, it didn't happen, but there was that talk. So, you know, is this preparing?
It financially was a problem. And it was financially a problem was because Joe Biden and the Democrats had raised a lot of money. Hundreds of millions of dollars in hard dollars. Those are the campaign dollars that are regulated and how much you can actually donate to the actual campaign, not to the super PACs, not to the 527s. And they realized, they figured out under the law, you can't just have someone assume that. It had to be someone kind of already connected. And Harris was, by being the vice president.
The easiest one.
So she's able, legally, there's not even a question there, to jump right in. In fact, when you look at a lot of these web addresses still, they'll say Joe Biden still.
Yeah, email addresses,
so,
all that.
So they assume the entire campaign. And taking in Michelle Obama would have been, I'm not sure legally could have worked.
And even
it could have. I don't know if they had the time to figure it out.
Let's go. Should we take a call?
But no, what's interesting, look, they're bringing back Bill Clinton.
I could see that.
Bill Clinton is going to speak on the third night. And that's when the vice president, he's going to introduce Walz.
All right.
So you're starting to bring back the former presidents who have, again, they have not done anything, but they have not given those, would you say, like hard-hitting?
We haven't heard much. It's mostly humanitarian or like nonprofit stuff you'll hear them from speaking.
Right.
You'll hear them speak at Habitat for Humanity or something where they all
something
get together.
Partisan with Republicans.
Yes, exactly. Some sort of C-SPAN book panel. Rarely, like you said, doing political stump speeches. So that should be pretty interesting.
Yep. So again, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. You know, here at the ACLJ, the two things that we're focused on right now, massive lawsuit to protect those pro-life pregnancy centers because they are being defamed by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and these pro-abortion organizations. But we also want to engage in a counter-campaign. And the size of that counter-campaign is going to depend on the resources we have to spend on it at the ACLJ. And that directly corresponds to you. If you donate today at aclj.org, you'll be part of our Life and Liberty Drive. Your donation will be doubled. Do it today.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
All right, welcome back to Seculo. We said we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're going to do just that. And one of those questions we had for you is, how much time are you going to commit to the Democrat convention? I mean, obviously, there will be a lot of people that say, I'm not going to pay attention at all. I think if you're into politics, if you're watching a show like ours, it's tough not to tune in, at least to the big speakers. I'm not expecting you to watch every congressman and all day, but, you know, prime time, at least those last couple nights. And maybe, again, I think that what they've done is figure out where they want to put people who leave a bad taste in voters' mouths. So they're putting Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden in night one. Monday, it's a back to school in a lot of places. I mean, it's probably the last thing people want to hear is those two back to back in prime time. But they do that on purpose because they can still be popular with certain constituencies. You can't totally ignore Joe Biden. You got to put him somewhere. And then Tuesday night, I think they're throwing the curveball in by announcing already that it's going to be Barack Obama, Logan. And it's going to be Barack Obama, not as a doing something to raise money, like after a disaster.
Yeah.
But throwing political punches again.
Well, I think what's very good about that for them is that they're going to now have fresh clips of Obama, fresh clips of Bill Clinton even, that they can now start putting into ads. Remember, that's part and part of this too. And you haven't had those. Oh, yeah. You haven't had just a straight up, you've had a lot of Obama, like that awkward phone call.
That's it.
And that was about it, and some text. Now all of a sudden you'll have probably a 10-minute, 15-minute speech that they can chop up, maybe more.
He's the headliner.
He's the headliner. He could, you know, could be 45 plus.
Yeah.
So you'll have a lot of new clips to try to tie the way people felt about the Obama administration, whether you liked it or not. I assume most of our audience did not. There's a lot of people it resonated with.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. With Democrats, he was
very popular.
When you're a two-term former president, whether we like him or not, you're still very popular within your party. Even if the party has kind of moved further left than you, they will forgive that because you took it as far as you could. So the Affordable Care Act, the fact that that's still in place, and Republicans had pledged, even with a Republican president, House and Senate, and they were not able to repeal it or replace it. And I think Democrats are going to remind people that, by the way, are you living through that? And again, those kind of issues. So they'll forgive him for not being as radical as they are today by just coming back and endorsing who they are today.
Yeah, we have a couple calls coming in. Let's go. If you want to call in, by the way, we have some phone lines open at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan posed that question. Are you going to spend any time, or how much time do you plan on watching? Are you going to hate watch it? What are you going to do? 1-800-684-3110. A lot of kids do that on YouTube. They go, they hate watch. You're going to go hate watch this? What are you going to do? I don't encourage hate, by the way, from anyone. That's just what it's called. That's what it's called. When you just watch something to fire you up. Let's go to Jack, who's calling first, listening on the radio in Pennsylvania. Jack's got a question about the upcoming debates. Go ahead.
First of all, the answer to your question about watching the debate, no, I hate being lied to. Okay, fair now enough. My question associated with the upcoming debate.
Yep.
In 2016, a Democrat lady by the name of Donna Brazile, slipped the questions and issues to Hillary Clinton in advance of the debate. How can we be assured that the same thing isn't going to be done this time by the ABC, I think it's on ABC, or by some other method, electronic or...
Okay, so Jack, what I'll do is I'm not going to defend ABC until I actually see how that debate goes. But what I will remind you, and I think you said it, is that was a Democrat National Committee debate where Donna Brazile, who was an insider, the Democrat National Committee, was able to take her insider knowledge and provide it to her candidate of choice, Hillary Clinton. This is a presidential debate. Now, it is not governed by the presidential debate. There used to be the organization that handled those. So this will be up to ABC and the team there not to provide information to one of the campaigns that would give them an advantage. That's different. This is different, though, because I think what we saw, even with CNN hosted now, one of the most pivotal debates we've seen in history, because it led to a current president who was nominated to run again.
Who was running neck and neck in the polls.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a few points behind, but it wasn't like crazy.
He basically was taken out of office and able to run again after he had raised hundreds of millions of dollars, won all of the nominating contests. No one ran against him. And ran a real campaign to take him out. And he had to step aside. He had everybody in the Democrat Party tell him, you have to go. And that was because of the way Donald Trump was able to take down Joe Biden. So, I mean, that's a pivotal debate. And CNN, I thought, did a fair job in the sense that they didn't save Biden when he stumbled, and they asked legitimate, real questions, policy questions. If ABC does that, well, then it's up to Donald Trump and Harris to answer those questions.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the audience thing is going to be like, if it's going to be similar to what... I think that actually worked, that model worked pretty good that CNN did, and people questioned, would it be weird not to have anybody there at all? But I actually think if you're going to be fair with your questions, let the candidates answer, and if that means they can't answer, people can point that out very quickly, as well as the other candidate. And it can be more pivotal. Usually I wouldn't put as much weight behind these debates because you have three of them plus a VP debate, and so it kind of ebbs and flows. But there was one debate that Donald Trump, I think, lost a lot of voters on in his reelection. That was the first debate where he just kept kind of cutting off Biden, and it looked just obnoxious.
Yeah, that very first debate.
And though he did much better in his next two debates and did great in this – too good in this – unfortunately, I think he did too good in his first debate here.
Yeah.
But you know,
and
this
Biden
time,
had a historically bad debate. Yeah, I mean, I think there's also that.
So
too.
As much as you'll hear people say VP nominees don't matter, well, they certainly do in this case because they became the nominee for president, and that these debates don't matter
without anyone voting for
them.
They
matter more, I think, in our time that we live in now than ever before, and that's because that may be all people consume at all is just what the takeaways are from the debate. Not that even watching it, because they're hard to watch.
They're watching highlights. They're watching clips. I mean, look, the last debate was gigantic. The ratings were huge. I expect you'll have similar ratings just because people have not really heard from Harris in this way in a long time, at least. Certainly not sparring with Donald Trump. And how will Donald Trump handle that? So it's going to be interesting.
But it's in September 10th. I mean, that's a long... I mean, it's close to the election day.
Pretty close.
When does
early voting start? Pretty early this year,
right? Not that early.
Not too much early. No. But, you know, I'm within a month of that, probably. So you're probably talking about a month early. We'll find that
some
out.
Some places, you probably start putting in your request and things like that for states that you had to request an absentee ballot. There's issues now going on, I know, that in different states right now about ballot security and requesting those ballots because of the states that have allowed non-citizens to vote in local elections that aren't federal, and then how do you actually
change those?
Change that. I mean, listen, the RNC is doing lawsuits on that as we speak right now. I mean, that has not been determined yet. So there are some of those ballot issues. We could, again, we want to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Oh, we've got some breaking news here?
No. All right. Yeah, it says Pennsylvania could accept ballots from county less than a week after the September 10th debate. So pretty much immediately following, they could start voting.
I have
voting.
Said this before.
In a battleground swing state.
I think that it's just too early.
Yeah, 2 months is kind of
absurd. I don't know if you
want
to, like,
happened in the last 2 months
here.
Have your
vote committed. Like, right. I mean, what if you had said that about, you know, like Biden and stuff, and that was just
What if that debate was the next one? What if the Trump-Biden debate was September 10th?
Right.
I mean, and you had already voted, or you were about to vote.
It's interesting because we've had a presidential debate, but it's been canceled out. Yeah. So even though, so now we're really only going to have one again, it looks like.
Probably. I know that Trump has proposed multiple. Vance has also promoted multiple, but right now we haven't.
It'll be based on performance. If you could get through it as the Democrat versus Donald Trump, and just do okay. Look how low is her bar right now.
Right, that's the thing, is that people don't know, why are people excited? They're excited because it's someone who can go out there, make a speech, you're not worried they're going to, you know, be...
They can at least read the teleprompter.
Exactly. Even if you don't like what they're saying, or you think that they're totally lying, or if you think that they're annoying. The difference between annoying and embarrassing, you know, or concerning, even.
Yeah.
But we're going to find that out. We're 81 days away from the general election, so...
All right.
We got about a minute and a half.
We'll hold that call till we come back.
Yeah. Call us.
1-800-684-3110. Your thoughts, too. I mean, because you're going to get, obviously, a lot of very positive coverage, just like Republicans actually did. And, you know, you had, I think Donald Trump gave 3 speeches in one, and he got a lot of praise for the first part. The second part, people were okay with. The third part, they thought it was too much like him, but that's him. And what wasn't traditionally him was the first part of that speech, where he was very somber. And it was a sobering reminder of what had just happened a few days before the convention. The Democrat National Convention, I think, is going to really be about this build-up to Harris. Waltz matters, but it's that build-up to Harris and her primetime speech, her commanding an hour and a half of people's time.
What I find interesting, a lot of people are saying they're going to be watching a lot of the alt broadcasts. So they're going to watch it because they want to hear then, you know, Tucker or the Daily Wire.
Yeah.
They want to hear... Or even Hannity,
like
those
commentary as it goes.
They have to know what it is, so they know, because they really want to see the response.
Right.
They want to see the teardown, if you will.
Well, and I think, listen, it's important too, because in a 45 plus minute long speech, you're going to get a lot of different policy positions, some which sound nice. It sounds nice to say your groceries are going to cost less immediately when you elect me as president, but when you look at how they're going to do it, it gets pretty scary when you look at how that's worked out in other countries. They're giving up on trying to fix inflation. That is a pretty scary thought right now. But folks, we fight back at the ACLJ on every one of these issues. You know, for Tulsi Gabbard as well, being put back on. There's more news there. 1-800-684-3110. Back on Seculo.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary. To go the extra mile, to do what is right, no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months, and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Secular to an update, because you know we Tulsi Gabbard is a colleague of ours here on the Secular broadcast, as has been again targeted, and you know we've got the FOIAs out as well as other legal actions preparing and multiple agencies, and it looks like that targeting continues for her and for her husband of this, that, you know, the Quad S targeting, which you may have randomly gotten before if you travel a lot. It's not so weird to get, you know, once in a while, the secondary security screening. You won't be able to check in online. They go through all your luggage. It's like a 45-minute long process. But if it's happening to you every time you travel, you realize you've probably been put on what's called the Quiet Skies list. Quiet Skies is only in place to prevent terrorist attacks and to secure Americans in air travel. And yet this is continuing. And so we are continuing to fight back there. I want to give people an update because it's kind of all over the internet and all over the different news sites. And of course, we're taking all those steps because we have expertise at the ACLJ in dealing with these agencies, whether it's like the IRS, the Tea Party cases, impeachment, dealing with the intel community, the special counsel, Bob Mueller. You know, you've got to handle it, you know, each way, and you've got to have a strategy. And we're doing that at the American Center for Law and Justice. I wanted to update people that dangerous attack on, you know, if it can happen to the most high-profile Americans, the people who are on TV every single day. You know, I said this, Logan, just to kind of throw it out there to people, and I think they should think about it this way. Usually when you hear about the ACLJ representing someone, the reason why we're able to get it in the news and also kind of becomes a story is because the ACLJ is doing it. Uniquely here, both the ACLJ, but also our client, like we representing President Trump in a private capacity, this is the ACLJ representing Tulsi Gabbard. So you've got also with her high profile. Yeah. And the fact is that if the government will do it to her and continually, and know that she's going to tell people about it.
And know that she has probably access to some pretty high-end legal representation.
Not high-end legal representation. She's a member of the U.S. military.
Yeah.
Active duty, 24 years and ongoing. So, I mean, again, I wanted to update people. I think that did not go away. It's just getting started.
Yeah, we're just starting to work on it. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. Let's first go to Lynette, calling in New York, who is an ACLJ champion, which if you're an ACLJ champion, you get preferential treatment on call. So Lynette has not been holding the longest, but she got up, and we have another ACLJ champion after that. So Lynette, you're on the air.
Thank you so much. And I'm also a prayer supporter.
Thank you.
Of you as well. And I am, thank you for taking my call. My comment is that I am pleading with everyone listening. I'm pleading in Jesus' name to please be extremely counterintuitive or go against what your ordinary comfort level would be. Everyone who loves the Lord, who loves America, or just loves truth and wants to be able to defend truth, has to watch every single second of what goes on at that convention and with the debates and with just everything, because the enemy's, I'm referring to Satan's, weapon right now against this country is uninformed and disengaged, I'm sorry, making up words, no, disengaged people. And that's the easiest group to deceive. That's the easiest group to push with just emotional, little emotional tricks and also with sound bites. So please, I'm pleading with everybody to really fight against that. Every single person be a personal witness of everything that is said and done from here on out.
Well, and I think, listen, this is why they're throwing out, and Harris is going to throw it out today before the convention, that we're going to make your food cost cheaper. And listen, they know in a presidential election, like you said, Lynette, there a lot of people will vote in presidential elections that don't vote in other elections. And they vote kind of based off the sound bites they hear and kind of emotion. Donald Trump has been very good at that, about bringing out people who were totally disaffected, who had just stopped voting entirely, even in presidential elections. And those people, you know, you kind of, the forgotten American, if you will. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that just read a headline about Harris saying the prices will come down over food, and they're not going to go to the second part of that, which is that these are going to be price controls like they do in communist countries, and that ends up where you have food shortages and lines, and people, really, the only people that can get the food they want are the wealthiest.
Well, I want to encourage everyone, if you do decide to watch every second like she did, choose wisely of what network that you decide to put your ratings behind, because, you know, I think that says a lot, too. Yep. Pushes the right people to the right advertisers and so on. So let's go ahead and take some more calls. Lewis is calling online, too, who's an ACLJ champion. Colorado, you're on the air.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to watch it, because none of these folks, through all the years, have ever matched any of my Christian convictions, and they don't put America first. So I don't need to hear from them. I've heard from them all these years, and they are not on my biblical principles as a Christian, standing up for life and for this country.
Yeah.
So, and for Israel.
Yeah, Lewis, I think a lot of people feel that way and feel that they're not speaking for you, and why would you waste your time?
I think it's like this. If you're in a community that's pretty conservative, and you know, and your friends, and kind of like your neighborhood or and where you live or in your church, so basically your life, where you're most of your time, so you're not dealing with a lot of people you got to debate with or you're trying to convince, then I think it's different. If you are in a place that's more split, you know, 50-50, or maybe you've got kids who are first-time voters, young people, Or just kind of like I said, those forgotten voters who are starting to show back up again in states all across the country and have kind of shook up what is a battleground state, places like Georgia, North Carolina, where Harris is speaking today, still a battleground state, where you can have sometimes, you know, very conservative people win and very liberal people win the state, get to a statewide elected office, federal and state. You have to be able to get into a discussion. And if you're going to be able to discussion or debate, you've got to know what they're proposing, and you've got to be able to take it apart. And now, listen, that's not everybody's job, is not to be, you know, an expert, you know, to be an economist, but you can get informed enough so that when you are talking to maybe a friend or family member who brings up and says, "Well, yeah, but this sounds pretty good," you can respond in a positive way about actually, "Well, yeah, it sounds good, but this is actually what it does." And I think if you're that, if you can be educated to that level, you're doing your job as an American by being able to talk to people and say, kind of walk them through what the things that might sound great are not so great.
Hey, we only have about a minute and a half. We're going to quickly go to Annabelle in California, who's an ACLJ champion, because you're on hold. Dion, I'm sorry we're not going to be able to get to you today. Call back on Monday, and we'll get you first in line. Annabelle, go ahead quickly with your comment.
All right. I'm Vanilla. I actually lost my voice and powered my body. What I didn't lose was the power of my prayer, the power of the upcoming vote, and the power of my purse. The lines have been dangerously blurred between our outside enemies and the current administration's policies. The ACLJ has the unparalleled experience, expertise, the will, and the heart. What they don't have is a wherewithal without our support. So I have decided, because of these perilous times, to double my champions amount, and I just plead with everybody to join me in supporting the critical efforts of the ACLJ to protect and maintain life and liberty. I also like my support to honor the memory of Jay's brother, your uncle. God bless the ACLJ, and God bless America.
Thank you so much for your call, Annabelle, and it's a perfect time to wrap up.
Yeah, and it's a good reminder, too, that if you are an ACLJ champion, you are getting the benefit of the donation being doubled. And if you're someone like Annabelle who says, you know what, I like that they're launching this counter campaign, different than just the legal effort from the ACLJ, but the counter campaign, and I want to get behind that. You can increase, you know, this month and say, you know what, I'm an ACLJ champion, but I'm going to make an extra donation, or I'm going to increase my recurring amount. Of course, this is if you're financially able to do it, you're in a position that's not going to hurt you. This is a great time to do it, Logan.
That's right. Do it right now. Go to ACLJ.org. And if you're brand new to the broadcast and you haven't done it yet, if you're watching on YouTube or Rumble, subscribe right now.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.